hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Sitting in for John today is your guest host, Bill Adams, and we're coming to you from South Central Alaska. One of the most beautiful places in the world. There's an expression up here, when God made this place, he was having a great day, and that's the truth. I wanted to talk about a couple of things before we start taking calls today, and this will be a good opportunity for everybody that hasn't had a chance to get on here and get a hold of John or would like to vent their feelings to call in, because we're going to probably be doing a lot of calls this afternoon. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was I have a blog website called the Alaska Intel Report. And I have a tendency to work on that about usually around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when things are quiet. And I was sitting back last night wondering to myself as I was reading and pouring through some of the news sites that I get into. I know that I haven't changed that much, but I wondered how the world had changed so much that I find myself in company with people like Rosie O'Donnell and Lee Iacocca and Don Imus. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. But I was reading an article by Lee Iacocca last night from his new book, and it promises to be a really interesting read. We'll get into that a little bit later here. But I did want to announce, of course, that Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism is available from RBN. And you can go to their website or call 1-800-724-2719. And I've seen the Freedom to Fascism video, and it's absolutely excellent. I mean, just excellent. That and Loose Change are my two favorites. Anyway, the call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. And if you've got something you'd like to talk about, then by all means, don't hesitate. Jump on there and get in here. We'll kick it around for a while. This is the first time that I've done the show for John or anybody else for that matter. So you won't hear that polished, smooth voice of John's, but with your help, we'll kind of muddle through this thing together. I have a couple other things that I wanted to talk about. One of them is some poetry that I came across by Stefania Glenn. I actually ran across it on the Cross and Crescent website, and it's really, really excellent stuff. Concerns Israel and the Palestinians, and that's something that I've written about a little bit on my blog. By the way, that's alaskaintel.blogspot.com. It's the Alaska Intel Report.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Thank you. This is Bill Adams, and I'm sitting in today for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report on RBN. I'd like to take a minute here. I mentioned before the break there, and that I had read a couple of articles from Lee Iacocca's new book, and I'm no admirer of Lee Iacocca's. You know, I have real mixed feelings about what happened at Chrysler while he was there. But you know, nobody's all good, nobody's all bad. And as I was reading this article from his new book, you know, I really had to sit back and shake my head and say, boy, this guy's really got it right. And what I'm going to do is just read you a little bit from this article from Lee's new book. And, I mean, he just ripped into this administration. Anyway, here's an excerpt from it. It says, "Am I the only guy in this country who's fed up with what's happening? Where the hell is the outrage? We should be screaming bloody murder. We've got a gang of clueless bozos steering our ship of state right over a cliff. We've got corporate gangsters stealing us blind, and we can't even clean up after a hurricane, much less build a hybrid car. But instead of getting mad, everyone sits around, nods their head, when the politicians say, stay the course. Stay the course? You've got to be kidding. This is America, not the damn Titanic. I'll give you a soundbite. Throw the bums out. You might think I'm getting senile. that I've gone off my rocker, and maybe I have, but somebody has to speak up. I hardly recognize this country anymore. The President of the United States is given a free pass to ignore the Constitution, tap our phones, and lead us to war on a pack of lies. Congress responds to record deficits by passing a huge tax cut for the wealthy. Thanks, but I don't need it, in parentheses. The most famous business leaders are not the innovators, but the guys in handcuffs. While we're fiddling in Iraq, the Middle East is burning, and nobody seems to know what to do. And the press is waving pom-poms instead of asking hard questions. That's not the promise of America my parents and yours traveled across the ocean for. I've had enough. What about you? And he goes on to say, where are the voices of the leaders who can inspire us to action and make us stand taller? What happened to the strong and resolute party of Lincoln? What happened to the courageous populist FDR and Truman? There was a time in this country when the voice of great leaders lifted us up and made us want to do better. Where have all the leaders gone? And it goes on, but I'm not going to get into it any further. There are several websites out there where you can see it, or you, if you like, go out and buy his book. But, you know, you got to give the man credit. People accuse me of being, a plain-spoken man. But this guy, for all the bad or good he's done, he seems to have it pretty well nailed. I don't know. I swear I don't know. I sit up and I read, articles after articles about, what's going on in this country, and I can't count all of the people, that have tried to wake up, the rest of the Americans out there to what's going on, and I myself get so frustrated that, I just want to scream and holler and jump up and down, and I think to myself, how can these morons be so crazy? They don't see what's going on out here, but then I have to pull back a little bit, because it wasn't 10 years ago, 1995, 1996, I was a Republican committeeman in Pennsylvania. I worked for a congressman down there. I thought Ronald Reagan was the Messiah, the new coming Messiah. I mean, I've come a long way in the last 10 years, and I can certainly understand how some other folks out there, how the people can sit around and watch television, and they're not going to get the news, on ABC or CBS or NBC or Fox News or anywhere else. I mean, if you don't get on the Internet, if it isn't for places like RBN and other, the excellent websites out there, people are just not going to know. I mean, there is so much money and power behind the media, doing this brainwashing, this mind control that's going on and keeping people stupid and. So anyway, one of the reasons that I certainly, was happy to take the opportunity this afternoon to get on here and to cover for God was because I really believe that what RBN is doing is absolutely vital. I mean, absolutely vital. I mean, it's way past good. if people don't know what's going on, they don't have the choice. Now, there are people out there that, you can tell them, you can explain everything to them, and their eyes glaze over or they pull back. I was talking to a gal one time, and explaining some stuff to her, and she said, Bill, she just held her hand up. She said, Bill, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to know. It scares me. And I understand that, but it seems to me that it's time that we need people to see what's going on. We need to explain to them what's going on. And RBN, as far as I can tell, and I've seen them come and I've seen them go, but RBN has really led the way. And so it was a real pleasure and a privilege to come in here today and to sit down. I'd also like to pull up a piece of poetry, and I'm not a poet. I'm just an old man who anyway, it really nailed me. Now, I don't make a secret of the fact that I'm a Christian. I'm very happy being a Christian. I've been an atheist most of my life, but that's another long story. But one of the things that frustrates me is my friends, my good Christian friends, who are also Zionists. And, you know, I pull my hair out trying to explain to them about Israel. And when I read this poem, it occurred to me that that we might have something here that, that could really you know, get their attention. Anyway, I want to read it to you. It's not that long. It's called The Doomed and the Damned. There once was a Muslim. He was humble and good. He cared about others as all humans should. He fought against evil with powerful words. His wit and his mind were sharper than swords. He prayed often to God, and he asked for his grace. He preached truth and justice, regardless of the place. He never would cover or shrink from the fight of good against evil, wrong against right. To any observer, it was quite plain to see that he strived to become the best person he could be. But alas for him, he was no Zionist Christian, and some find it their duty to tell that he never supported the Jewish agenda, and so he went straight down to hell. There once was a Jew. He abandoned his faith to go follow Christ so that he might be saved. Of Israel's bombs, the whole world he warned, then for 18 years suffered in jail for his Lord. But still for justice and goodness he fought. He didn't give up. His soul could not be bought. He practiced humility and suffered oppression, but never would he agree to a concession. To any observer, it was quite plain to see that he strived to become the best person he could be. But alas for him, he was no Zionist Christian, for some find it their duty to tell that he never supported the Jewish agenda, and so he went straight down to hell. There was once a young maiden. She was young and sweet, when she was shot to death on a Palestinian street. While taking a simple walk to the store, a Jewish gun fired, and she was no more. A hole in her stomach coughed out innocent blood that took life from her body and put it in the mud. She knew life was fading before her own eyes. Death was standing before her with no dark disguise. The last words uttered by this maiden of eight were simply these words: God is great. But alas for her, she was no Zionist Christian. Some find it their duty to tell that she never supported the Jewish agenda, and so she went straight down to hell. There once was a woman. She was a Christian and brave. She traveled to Palestine, the people to save, while protesting destruction of Palestinian homes. The Jewish bulldozers deliberately crushed all her bones. For trying to save lives, hers was taken away. For being a heroine, her reputation was slain. For loving justice, she was shown none. Her life, when under the bulldozer, was done. She had hatred for evil and all that is wrong. Her nature was true, her passion was strong. But alas for her, she was no Zionist Christian, and some find it their duty to tell that she got in the way of the Jewish agenda, and so she went straight down to hell. There once was a man. He was a liar and a thief. The only thing that concerned him was his money to keep. He called himself a Christian. This was a lie, for his work caused so many to suffer and die. He lied to the world and led people astray, and his riches with blood, innocent money, had to pay. We'll be back in just a second, and we'll finish this. You're listening to the National Intel Report on RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host today, Bill Adams, coming to you from the beautiful Great White North, up around Mattoo Valley in south central Alaska. We're pitching for John Stadtmiller today. And I was reading a piece here from Stefania Glenn of CrescentandCross.com. The last part, the very final part of the poem said, "There once was a man, he was a liar and a thief. The only thing that concerned him was his money to keep. He called himself Christian, but that was a lie. For his work caused so many to suffer and die. He lied to the world and led people astray. For his riches with blood, innocent people had to pay. He was the most lying, hypocritical wretch on the earth. And not one filthy penny was his damn soul worth. And to those who had eyes, it was quite plain to see that he was as rotten as could possibly be. But hooray for him, he was a Zionist Christian. And it seems our duty to tell them that he always supported the Jewish agenda, and so he went straight to heaven." It really addresses some of the feelings that I've had in my conversations with people, otherwise really good folks, some really good Christians who've been led astray by folks like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, and in my opinion, one of the most detestable human beings I've ever seen, that's John Hagee. But anyway, that was something that I thought I'd share. If anybody would like to see it there more than welcome to go to the Crescent Cross website, and I'm sure with a little digging in there, won't be too hard to find. She has several good, really excellent articles in there. One of the things that I was talking about was Lee Iacocca and Rosie O'Donnell, and I generally try to stay away from stuff like Donna Imus, and because all of the rest of the news sites are picking it up and kicking it around and stuff. But just by way of a comment, I used to listen to Donna Imus on TV years ago, and I thought he was pretty cool when I first started listening to him. But I've watched the progression over the years, and it seems to me that he's just gotten as arrogant as the rest of most of these people in the media. So something about it, when you get access to that many people, and folks are always telling you how great you are and stuff like that, after a while you start believing it. But I had to kind of admire him during the Clinton years, because he was one of the people that would take Bill Clinton to task. But I heard the comments that he made the other day, and I thought, somebody ought to take this guy and just buggy whip him or something. But then after I got past the reactionary stage, I got to thinking, what's really going on here? Not just with him and his situation, but also with Rosie O'Donnell and the rest of those things. And as I was going through Matt Drudge's website today, I noticed a comment on there from Al Sharpton, about, we've really got to go over, we need to have a discussion about what people can say and the tone of conversation and all of this. And I couldn't help but thinking, if this wasn't really setting the stage for this for these hate crime laws that we've heard a lot about, especially if you listen to RBN, excuse me, I know that there are an awful lot of the folks that are pushing for this hate crime legislation. And it occurred to me that this may not be what's happening, but it's certainly a good opportunity for them to point out that, we really need this legislation, because all these people are saying mean, nasty, terrible, injurious things about people out here. We need to put them on a shorter leash. We need to start telling people what they can say and what they don't. And to me, it seems like that maybe, that's what's going on. I don't know. I don't have any inside information. But like I said, if it's not, then they're missing a really good opportunity, and I don't see them missing that many opportunities to get their way these days. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention it, if you have any opinions about that or anything else for that matter, absolutely call in. It's air code 800-313-9443, and you'll have the opportunity, and we'd be happy to hear from you. I listen to RBN every day, and in particularly, I listen to John's show, and I've listened to the callers for so long that I feel like I know half of these people out here who call in, and I've never really had the opportunity to talk to them before, so. I'd welcome the opportunity to talk to some of the folks that have been calling in on RBN, and it looks like we may have one of those callers on the line now. We have Michael in Pennsylvania, I believe, on the line. Michael, are you on there? Oops, guess we blew the brake again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, folks, and welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Your guest today, guest host today, is Bill Adams. We're pinch hitting for John, who had to do some other things today, and we considered both, for me, it's a real honor and a privilege, and I really enjoy it. So don't look for those smooth golden tones. We're coming to you from South Central Alaska and in the beautiful Matsu Valley up here, where the snow is finally melting. Oh, it's been a long winter. We had 3 or 4 feet of snow up here, and it's all been melting off for the last week or so. So it's getting kind of nice. Starting to warm up out there. We're actually neighbors with another fellow on RBN here, a gentleman by the name of Ralph Winterud. And Ralph is a really good friend. He's a fellow that's been working and for a long time, for a number of years, to fight the corruption in our court systems with the IRS, a number of other things. And we were real pleased to see him, end up on RBN because he's got so much to offer, folks. He really does. I once told somebody I'd rather have Ralph Winterud on my side than 10 lawyers. I mean, this guy just knows the Constitution and the law backwards, frontwards, and inside out. Anyway, our call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. We're going to take as many calls as we possibly can today because, frankly, I'm not all that interesting. But I do want to mention one other thing here while I'm thinking about it. I do have a website, a blog spot called the Alaska Intel Report, which is located at alaskaintel.blogspot.com. And our last post, most recent one, I've got one in the hopper now, so to speak, but it hasn't been posted yet. But our last one concerned Bush and the truckers being on a collision course. And I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I've tried for years to try to figure out what it's going to take to wake people up here, but, you know, I guess it, when they come to your house and knock on your door, you'll understand. But in the meantime, you know, people, it seems like they're just, I don't know, drinking their beer or watching American Idol or something. I'm just not sure. But anyway, what I was talking about in my most recent posting on there was about Bush going out there to Yuma, Arizona. And it seemed a little curious to me that King George, the decider, is up, you know, planning to visit Yuma, Arizona to address the border concerns at the very time when truckers all over this country are preparing to implement a national truckers boycott on April the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. To protest the president, our elected officials' plans to allow tens of thousands of Mexican truckers on America's highways in the next 45 days, you know, just seemed a little weird, you know. So I speculated a little bit, you know, about what he planned to say there. I said, you know, maybe he was planning to announce that he changed his mind about turning all these truckers loose on our highways, you know, trucks that were in poor shape. And, as far as we can tell, we're not even required to either read or write English. You know, forget the fact that the American truckers wind up losing their jobs and being replaced by people at half the price. You know, and then I said, well, maybe he's going to announce a presidential pardon for Ignacio Ramos or Jose Campion. You know, even though he could do that with a phone call, I didn't see that really happening either. So, you know, it amazes me. It just amazes me. Anyway, I'm going to get back to something else that I was talking about. Which, you know, if I'm jumping all over the place, you know, give me a break here because I'm. Okay. Anyway, I see I've got a couple of callers here. I've got Richard in Texas and Star in California. So I'm going to bring Richard up here. Richard in Texas, are you on there?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you? Welcome.
I'm just as confused as you are about the reaction. I called a couple hours ago. I won't be too long, but I was talking to the young lady about the chemtrails and the contrails.
Mm-hmm.
She gave some remedies. You know, it's always good to have remedies. She had some good ones. But,
right.
And, you know, she kept alluding to the different heads and different departments that were doing different things about the chemtrails as far as, like, HAARP and Doppler and all that.
Right.
And I was thinking she could also – one of her remedies was that, you know, we could all get the paperwork together and then serve it to certain politicians and educate them. But they've already proven, whether they are educated or not, they're not going to do anything. But I was thinking just like in the 60s, like with our military, our troops – thousands of them know that they're being depleted with depleted uranium or whatever the reactions, the physical problems are. It's a bunch of them. Alex says he talks to them all the time. These people, people know what's happening to them. Doug Roki has talked to different military groups. If these people don't get together as a collective and show up in D.C., and start making their voices be known instead of just every time you ask them. See, I work with the public a lot. And every time I
right.
talk to a military man, the only thing they can say is, I'm a Marine, I'm a soldier, and I'm not trying to be facetious or mean or anything.
Oh, no,
but as
I
long
understand.
As they keep that mentality, we're going to watch our soldiers die because they won't help themselves.
Richard,
I mean, it's that simple.
I absolutely agree with you. I served in the Air Force, and I understand that there's a certain amount of mind control that takes place. I mean, you have to get these people really, really motivated to do, you know, what's necessary for them to do. So I can understand, in a sense, where they're coming from.
I was in the Air Force for 8 years. I heard the same esprit de corps speeches, but you're still a human being. I tell them, I said, sir, all due respect, I was in the Air Force. My boots didn't hit the ground, but I talked to all the different groups because I was an inventory guy, so I came and come. You still can't sacrifice your humanity because you were in some corps or something. And they just still repeat what they say. So, as far as I'm concerned, just like I watched my uncle die of Agent Orange, as long as they keep that mentality of, I'm a Marine first. No, you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew first and a human being first. Then you're a Marine or a fireman or whatever you are. They got it backwards.
Absolutely.
You know, so as long as they keep it backwards, there's nothing we can do for them. It's like, I can protest, Alex can protest, you can protest, all these willing bodies, I'm willing to get out there. I become very active. I'm no longer just a dumb jock walking around. I've educated myself. But if these people won't do what they're supposed to do to save themselves, you know, it's really sad, but that's
Richard,
where it's come.
I believe, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. I really do. You know, Alaska is probably has more military people up here than anywhere in the world, and I'm constantly, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing to penetrate. You know, I mean, you've got families of military who, God forbid, and especially because of this criminal administration we've got, wraps up their criminal deeds in the flag. And you've got people who are basically good people, patriotic people, who actually believe what they're doing is the best thing, that they're protecting the United States, and nobody wants to be disloyal to them, the family, the friends, and stuff like that. So it's really, really a difficult thing to penetrate with the truth.
Can I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
What you just said is true, but I don't want to take up all the time, if it's okay.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I lived in Alaska for a little while. I went up there for two tours of duty on the crab boats. That's a different thing. But I have a friend there who's stationed there now at one of the bases. But before that, he was in Afghanistan. And he did inventory work. You know, he was a master sergeant, I think he was.
Right.
I don't want to give his name. But
okay.
He was the one in charge of doing some of the, I think he said the maximum amount of money he worked with was like $50 million. I might be quoting him wrong. But what he would do is secure the contracts between whatever the Afghani powers were, or whoever the controllers of the products or whatever they got, supplies. And he said at the time that they were issuing out whatever they were giving the Afghanis, he would watch them leave the compound and get rustled and hassled by the powers that be, or the warlords or whatever. He said he would witness this from where, you know, his office was. So he admitted that there's a lot of corruption going on right in front of their face. And I told him, you know, you ought to do like me. You ought to get out, even if you lose all your time. See, I'm not just talking. I lost all my time and grades. I had to get out without a job. I filed bankruptcy, put my family through everything. I wasn't going to be a part of this criminal action.
Absolutely.
So I told him that's what he ought to do, and he got mad with me. You know, well, what do you want me to do, quit my job? He's from Detroit, so, you know, he's seen hard times.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I really do. And I hear people on there all the time talking about, well, yeah, when these generals get out there, then they tell the truth. But how about when they're in there? And
exactly.
You know, when you've got 20 years in there and you're looking at your retirement, your health benefits, all of that stuff, you know, if you stand up and you tell the truth, you're going to wind up losing a whole lot of money. So it takes a heap of commitment, you know, to walk away from it and just leave that in there. To tell a bunch of people the truth that may not even thank you for it.
So you know what it boils down to? Because I hear that all the time. It sounds like everybody from our movie stars, because Alex Jones says that he knows a lot of top-grade stars that are afraid to take the chance and step out. It sounds like all these people from the military to Hollywood are willing to lose a country, potentially the world, you know, with all this depleted uranium and everything else, just so they can hold on to their little miserable, measly careers. And we don't deserve none of this, then, if that's the truth. That's what it's coming down to.
There you go.
You can't claim you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or whatever you claim you are, even an atheist. And then as soon as you get through making those statements, say, but I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my pension. Well, you're just a coward and a selfish one, And you're not willing to do anything for your future.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I really do, man. I know exactly what you're saying, and I've heard it a half a dozen times from a half a dozen people. You know, it's just, you know, I actually wrote an article at one time. I said we've replaced God with greed. You know,
exactly.
And it's nothing but toilet paper money anyway. Richard, I got to move on, but I really, really appreciate your call in here because you hit on some real, real interesting stuff.
Well, thank you, sir. And you have a good day, too. And
you too.
You're doing what you're doing.
Okay. And up next, we've got Star, I believe, from California.
Hi.
Hi, Star. Are you on there?
Yeah. I want to talk about this Imus brouhaha.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't watch TV or read newspapers or listen to mainstream media, but I heard parts of, you know, the brouhaha was played to me on the telephone by a friend.
Right.
And we've been, you know, spent a lot of time talking about the significance of this because the reaction is way out of proportion to, like, what he said.
Right.
So I heard, what?
I agree.
Yeah, and I heard what he said. I mean, it sounded kind of flippant. To me, it seemed like he's, you know, like a 65-year-old guy trying to be kind of hip and kind of engaging in the language which is commonly used by rappers and hip-hoppers, you
How
know.
About that?
But being kind of flippant. But, I mean, he wasn't really being that serious. But, you know, the powers that be or those who want to move the agenda along, I think, you know, according to the hate law, legislation. Hello?
Whoa, sorry about that.
Yeah. According to the hate law legislation, this works in just perfectly, you know. But
right.
But I mean, you know, it isn't even about those girls anymore.
Oh, no.
It's about Imus and, you know, and I've heard, I mean, people say things on you know, on the TV like, you know, people have to watch what they say.
Right. Let me just... say something here.
Yeah.
It, as far as I'm concerned, it was never about those girls. It was about an old white guy trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Who ran his mouth and should have bit his tongue instead.
I agree.
And if it had been a black entertainer that said it, you probably wouldn't have heard a thing.
Exactly.
But because he was on there, and because you know, look, I know it was offensive. I agree.
Well,
you know,
I do
think he should have said it. You know,
well, I don't either. It was in poor taste, but, you know, that's
right.
About as far as I go is poor taste.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a racist.
But to try to tar and feather this guy as being some kind of rampant racist, I mean, it's just ludicrous. I mean, you want to hear rampant racism, listen to Al Sharpton, you know. I mean, I've heard this guy say stuff that was
exactly, meant. Yeah, I heard he's got a radio show and he talks like that.
Yeah, look, like I said, this isn't about the girls down there. I think he owed him an apology, no problem. You know,
pardon?
I don't have a problem with that at all. If you say something stupid, then you should apologize to people.
Yeah, for being stupid.
But yeah. Trying to use this and parlay it into some kind of support for hate speech, to me, is just insane.
Well, yeah, but you know, a lot of people don't say it, that they get stuck on the racist part.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to me, it seems like this guy... You know, there's been a public trial of this guy, mostly by black people. I don't see them talking to a lot of white people as far as, you know, like a jury of his peers.
Right.
I mean, this guy is being publicly crucified here.
Right. Well, you know, I pretty much said how I felt about the beginning of the show. I think the guy tends to get a little arrogant after a while when you've been sitting in the studio and having people call and tell you how wonderful you are.
I've come to this conclusion, you know, independently of you. I just wanted to support your view. You know that there are, like, three hate laws which are passing through the Congress now. Like, the ADL, before, I think they only tried to pass it, like, maybe one or two at a time, but there's three of them now.
Right.
So there's H.R. 1952, H.R. 984, and H.R. 808. And I think, you know, this is what this is about.
Absolutely.
And this reminds me of what, remember what Michael Richards said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, too,
right.
You know. They're using this.
And who was that other fellow? Gibson? You know, when he
got pulled. Oh, Gibson, right, yeah.
When he got pulled over, I mean,
yeah,
I thought they were
going
to actually have a public hanging of Mel Gibson, you know. And
I wish more people could see this, but they can't. They get caught in their ideology, and they can't really see.
Well, if you stop and think about it for a minute, now, I don't drink anymore, but I used to drink a whole lot when I was younger. And I said stuff when I was drunk that I'm sure glad that people didn't get a hold of it, put it on the internet, because I'd have been in a heap of trouble.
You know, I think people have to be grown up about this. I mean, you know, all people aren't equal. I mean, you know, that's just kind of common sense. I mean, and everybody is kind of inherently racist because, you know, they like tall people, short people, whatever. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, they got to be grown ups, but it seems like, you know, the people in the United States are kind of like children, and they don't really they can't be thinking for themselves. You know, the media tells them like what to think, how to think, and what conclusions to come
to. Right, right. Well, Star, I couldn't agree with you more. I appreciate your call. We're coming up on a break here in a couple of minutes here. So, Russell from Texas, Rick from Nevada, we're going to bring you up after the break here. But we thank you for your calls. You brought some really good points up here. I think I hear the music in the background. This is the National Intel Report on RBN. We'll see you after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, you're listening to the National Intel Report. Guest hosting today for John Stadtmiller is Bill Adams. We're coming to you from the beautiful Matsu Valley in South Central Alaska. We have a website called the National Intel. The Alaska Intel Report, and it's a blog located at alaskaintel.blogspot.com. And you're welcome to stop by and visit. We have a comment section if you'd like to comment on anything you read there. We have a couple of callers online here. We have Russell, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Russell, what's on your mind today?
Well, I had a question. I think you answered it for me just now, though. A couple weeks ago, John read something I think you wrote on the air, that sort of an essay.
Yeah, actually, John thought I wrote it. So it was an honest mistake, but I happen to have it in front of me right now.
Okay.
And I'll tell you right where we can bear with me for just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's called Who's Watching the Watchers? And the lady that wrote its name is Judith Moriarty.
Ooh.
And she is associated with a place called Noah's House. It is actually, if you go to my blogspot, you'll see it on the, if you scroll down to the very last article, which is the first article I posted, you'll see it posted on there. And I think she wrote that back in 2003. But I thought it just really nailed me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, actually, I'm putting a packet together of, like, different materials to pass out to people, and I want to put it in there. Do you mind repeating your website one more time where I can find it?
Sure. It's Alaska Intel, one word, ALASKAINTEL, .blogspot.com.
Blogspot?
Blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com. And
okay.
I used to have another website, the Alaska Intel Report, but it got to be, so much of a project that I was spending 8-10 hours a day on it. And so anyway, I kind of shut that one down. And at one point, I was so disgusted, I was getting ready to walk away from the whole thing. But as is the case, you know, if you love anything enough, you know, I just had to come back. But this time, I put it up in the format of a blog, which is a whole lot easier for me to deal with. But you're more than welcome to go there and check it out, and it's even got her email address if you'd like to send her a comment, let her know how you feel.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, no problem, Russell. We appreciate your call. Okay. I think next we've got Rick in Nevada. Is that right, Rick? Are you there?
You got it.
Okay, Rick. Good to hear you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm thinking outside the box on the IMUS question.
Okay, go for it.
In 2000, John Forbes Kerry rolled over.
Right.
That was Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. Gore rolled over in 2000.
Okay.
In 2004, John Forbes Kerry rolled over.
Right.
The Gore camp and the Kerry camp together could not have fought their way out of a wet paper bag. I'm not done if I'd like to continue after the break.
Yeah, absolutely. Am I hearing music? Yep, sure am. You're right. We'll be back after a short break with my call, Rick in Nevada. You're listening to National Intel Report on RBN.
It's true.